life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, John Reagan. And John Moore's with us. John Moore, you're going to be at the meetup tonight, Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. Well, Vince, tonight I'll be distributing a 11-point memorandum. It's a confidential memorandum from a private source of mine east of the Mississippi. And this is only available at your meetup. It's not available by email, on a website, or any place else. You have to be at the meetup in person to get the 11-point memorandum. And we start at 5:30, I believe, don't we?
We do. We're gonna start at 5:30. I'll be there early, you know, setting up the equipment, the PA system. John, will you need a screen and a projector, meaning a
we know what they now call PowerPoint. We used to call slideshows.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you?
I don't do slideshows.
Okay. Okay. Right.
So, no, I don't need that. But I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. I'm about to get on the road here and pick up my assistant. You haven't met my new assistant yet. And looking forward to seeing everybody tonight, Vince.
I'm looking forward to meeting your new assistant, John Moore. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And I mentioned on the first hour that you've been to all of our Get Prepared Expos. What I didn't mention today was that we could have had... let's say Glenn Beck, Gerald Celente, Oliver North, and we chose you because I thought your message was so important, that about violent climate change. John, you said it was coming. It happened. And by the way, we lost two calves, two newborn calves. They were born in minus 12 degrees. Their mamas took them away half a mile down the road. We let them have all the fields that they wanted to choose from, wherever they thought they'd be best off, the open barn, where they could go, or in the woods, or wherever they wanted to go, we let them go. Unfortunately, two of the mamas made decisions that cost them their calves because
right.
It was 12 degrees. You said it was coming. It happened. And we were not the only farmers to lose calves. It happened all over our community.
I'm sure
it was something that it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
As
a matter of fact, people even lost fish in fish. They lost fish in their aquaponics setups that were outside.
Amazing.
This storm came quickly, and it was ferocious. By the way, I understand we have another one coming, John.
I hear that. Well, we can talk about some of the violent weather changes tonight also. Vince, you and John have a great show, and I will see you in a few hours, sir.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
John Moore. John Moore's going to be with us at the meetup tonight. It's always great when John Moore's there. I'll tell you what, he stays a long time, and that's because there's so many questions, and he answers them all. John Moore tonight, 5:30, Ziggy, Sunshine, and Glenstone. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, you want to talk about preparedness?
Yeah, I thought we'd actually talk about preparedness today. I had several articles set up last week that we didn't get to, so if you want to follow along at home, you can go to the financialstateoftheunion.com on the news tab, and we'll be starting off in the preparedness section, which is near the bottom of this particular blog post.
Okay.
And I thought a good place to start is the fourth item I call the link, The Way It Was. And what that does is brings up a medieval farming year, starting from spring through summer and on into autumn, and it describes what type of work you would expect to do during that time frame. Because, you know, people like me, you know, I grew up in a city. I wasn't out there working the land. I don't even know how the farming year really works. I've lived on a farm a little bit during the spring, but that's the limit of my knowledge firsthand.
You know, it's interesting. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
It's interesting you say that because there are so many people who say that they are experts because they read the internet. You know, they are armchair experts. And it's interesting that you're bringing this up because not everyone is a farmer. And this ought to be a lively discussion. So let's continue. Did we lose you?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
There's another link on under preparedness called Travel Time. And this shows a map of how far you could travel from New York in one day, going back to 1800. And it would show walking by rail. And then as rail expanded and got better, you could go further and then by air.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 1800s, you couldn't get very far from New York in one day. By 1934, you could get to the West Coast in one day. Of course, now mm-hmm. we can get much further than that. But if we have to go back to the way things were, you're pretty much limited to what you can use to travel, and there is no guarantee that the bridge that you're used to being there is even still going to be there. Because even if it survives immediately after a number of years of not being maintained, it may not stay standing.
John, that's a really interesting point because between our farm and Lebanon, Missouri, where we had two of our expos, they decided to repair one bridge, just one bridge. And it took 3 months for them to repair this bridge. So all traffic was diverted and detoured around the direct route. And it was horrible. So we become accustomed to things being there every day, infrastructure being there every day. Just like we talked about this morning, we turn on the faucet and we expect, well, heck, the water comes out of the faucet, right? That's where the water comes from, the faucet. Well, actually, in West Virginia, there was a massive chemical spill which contaminated the water for at least 300,000 people with no solution in sight, no time where they can say that, oh, yeah, by the 24th of the month or next month or the month after or even this year that the water will be safe to drink. They don't know. They don't know. So we do take things for granted. So this is a really interesting discussion. By the way, class, I suggest that if you don't have a Berkey water filter, you get one. Because all those people who could drink their water before this chemical spill can't drink their water now. They can't drink it. So they're relying on what? How long do you think the stores will have water for sale in a situation like that? They'd be wiped out in hours. Hours. Not days, not weeks, not months. Hours. Water's being trucked in bottles. Please continue, John Reagan.
Okay. Also, under the preparedness section, I've got a link called Homestead Skills List. And, you know, I've listened lately. We've had people talk about how there's just so much that you get hit with all at once when you find out about preparedness. Mm-hmm. And they don't really know what to do. And this is a nice list that gets into some of the skills that you need for working a homestead. And mm-hmm. gives you a place to start, you know, everything from, you know, learning to bake bread to building an outhouse. And some of them have links into how to do some of the things. Most of it's just a flat out list. And you can use that list to then go and search into places like YouTube, which tend to have nice instructional videos on how to do things. You know, just a great place to, you know, start your list of what you need to do to get educated.
You know, this list has topics that most people would not even think about. For example, let's just go down this very... You want to start at the top of this list, John? How to build a triple compost bin?
Sure.
Okay. So you can learn how to do that. Who today has thought about building a compost bin? How many of you have one? We do. We have a compost bin. And do you compost your kitchen scraps? How about livestock manure if you have them? What do you do with dog manure and cat manure? Can you turn it into something a little more useful? Or do you just flush it down the toilet and let the city take care of it? Or do you put it in your trash bag and let the trash company haul it to the landfill? What do you do with it? Well, I'll tell you what we do with it. We put it in our outdoor wood furnace, and we turn it into ash that goes on the garden. That's what we do with it. How about for those of you who have a water well? We do. We have a water well on the farm. It's 328 feet deep. And, you know, you need to take care of it. Do you know how to shock your well? Do you know how to disinfect it? Do you know how the well works? Do you know how the pressure tank works? Do you know what to do if the pressure tank doesn't work? Do you have a spare well pump? Do you have a spare control box which has the relays in it? Do you have an ohmmeter to test to see what could be going wrong with your well system? Those are just the first few items. That's just the first three items on this very long list. Do you want to continue some more, John?
Just point out a few items below there is caring for and how to empty a septic tank.
That's absolutely critical, John. Absolutely critical. Our septic system at the farm is 1,500 gallons. They have their 500-gallon tanks. There are 1,000-gallon tanks. There are 1,500-gallon tanks. And there might even be bigger ones. And what do you do? How do you know when it gets full? What do you do about it? How do you care for it? You know, there's live bacteria in there that are dissolving the solids. And the next one.
Once things hit the fan, who's going to come out and pump it out?
Nobody.
Can't just call a service.
Nobody's coming. Because what they normally do is they pump out your tank and bring it over to a sewage treatment plant. And where's that going to be when it hits the fan? We'll be right back. John Reagan. Interesting topics, John.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan is with us, and we're talking about this list. What a great list. I posted it on the website, usapreparedness.com. It's also, there's also a link at the financialstateoftheunion.com, John Reagan's website. You can click on it either place. John Reagan, this is a great list. Let's continue, please.
You know, that list is so big, we could probably spend several shows just on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I want to get some other things in. I've got another link called American-Made Clothespins. Now, I have not tried these, but I'm looking at the picture of them. And compared to the rinky-dink things you can get in the store nowadays, you can just see the difference. I mean, these are clothespins that you can pass down to your grandkids. The wood's thicker.
Well,
springs are heavy-duty. Go ahead.
The wood's better. The wood's better. Everything is better about it, John. And I sent an email to the designer of these clothespins. Maybe it's not the designer. Maybe it's just the manufacturer, because these clothespins have been around probably for 100 years, this particular design. So I invited him to come on the air with us and tell us all about it. It's amazing, John, that we're actually talking about going backward in time to where clothespins would literally last a generation. Now, I probably have at the farm clothespins that my grandmother used back in the 1940s and the 1930s. They were better. There's no question about it. They were better. But you can buy them at the dollar store today, and they'll last a little while, and they'll come apart. They'll literally, they'll separate into three pieces, the spring and the two wooden halves. Absolutely. That's a really good point. So planned obsolescence is eating America alive. And I resent it. John, I resent the planned obsolescence. I resent the fact that it's really hard to get parts for things. Used to be the companies had to keep parts for 10 years for whatever they made. Now it's like, are you kidding? That's old. That piece of gear is 2 years old. We don't make that anymore. As a matter of fact, we haven't made that for a year and a half. That's what's happening to America. Crappy products manufactured in China, displacing American jobs, putting us out of work, so that we can have cheap stuff that comes from China. Okay, back to you.
Okay. I've got another link called a 6 month supply, and this is from the Daily Mail in the UK. And you can tell how they feel about things because their headline is Super Hoarders of Utah. Inside the huge warehouses used to store food, as Mormon faith fuels the state's insatiable desire for disaster preparation. Now, of course, if the author find themselves without food, they'd be very happy for somebody to have hoarded for them. What's interesting, if you go and look at the pictures in this article, they've got this huge warehouse, and even the Mormons have scaled back. And in the article talks about how now they're actually geared to a 6 month supply. And, you know, we know that when the supply chain fails, 6 months is not a long time, especially if it's the wrong time of year.
John Reagan, I'm going to spend almost a week with Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman has broadcasted on this radio broadcast. I have been on his broadcast. We are on his network, and I'm looking forward to spending time with him at his home with his family and at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention this month, the 24th. And he's a Mormon, and I absolutely positively respect and admire the preparedness initiatives that the Mormons have taken. We could all learn a lot from the Mormons. Absolutely. And, you know, they say, they use the word hoarding, and boy, that makes my blood boil. You know, okay, let me tell you. Over the last week, I bought some things, and please call me a hoarder. For those detractors out there, please call me a hoarder. I bought a case of oil filters for one of my vehicles. Why? Because I got them for $1.66. What's wrong with that? Or should I spend $10 at the local parts store for the same oil filter? Help me understand that. Should I buy 12 for $1.66, or should I buy one for $10? When we come back, I'll tell you about some of the other.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John Reagan, I thought I'd share with the class some of the hoarding that I've been doing. So I bought 12 oil filters for my 1994 Chevy 6.5 turbo diesel Blazer, okay, $1.66. 12 oil filters for our two AMXs, 1968 AMXs. $1.66 a piece. Six fuel filters for about $3 a piece. Normally they would cost $11 at the auto store. I bought 10 battery chargers that I need to repair that I'm going to give away as gifts for $2.60. I bought 25 Ethernet jacks for about 80-something cents a piece. I bought four inverters, 12 volts to 120 volts inverters for about $15 a piece. 10 Maxell 3-volt lithium batteries for our computers here in the studio. I don't need all 10 batteries, but I wanted to have some extras. They were 41 cents a piece. And 24 windshield wipers for our various vehicles here at the farm. 24 brand new sets of windshield wipers for $35. So that's just a little bit of the hoarding that I've done. And but that word hoarding makes me crazy. Those are things I need. And the food, if a person buys food, what's the worst they're going to do? Eat it? Come on. And this is, boy, it makes me crazy, John. Just thinking about it. Just thinking about what these people say about us. Really? Who are they? By the way, class, I want to tell you, I have inside information about some of the wealthiest people in the planet. What are they doing? They're buying all kinds of stuff, and they're building storage facilities, underground storage facilities to put all their stuff. But they don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have any of it. Okay, John, please continue.
Well, just on a financial aspect of that, currently you get horrific rates of return from the bank. You know, rates that are actually losing ground to interest, or excuse me, to inflation. And mm-hmm. you would do much better off financially to invest in food.
Absolutely. No question about it. And I made a bean soup over the weekend. You get those packages of beans, and it's like, I think you can add cans of tomatoes, and you can add your own ground beef, you know. And what a great soup it makes. And I used cans of tomatoes. Of course, I check them. They're probably 4 and 5 years old, and they're fine. They're fine. So, yeah, and we bought them at prices of 4 and 5 years ago. Versus putting the money in the bank and watch it be eaten alive by inflation. So, and by the way, I'm going to bring that bag to the meetup tonight, and I'm going to show you how we make soup here. And, boy, you could have 4 quarts of soup, real hearty soup, and you can have it as a meal. And I think the cost would probably be about 50 or 60 cents a quart. Where else can you get soup for 50 or 60 cents a quart? Where? With real meat in it and real tomatoes. So please continue, John.
Well, we've talked about the list of homesteading skills, and it's quite lengthy.
Yeah.
There's so much, and it's very difficult for any one person or family to do all of those things. So you really want to be associated with other people that are doing different things, probably better suited than you might be, and then, you know, do your own bartering between yourselves. And yeah. It's probably around 2007, 2008, when I would talk to people about preparedness, I'd recommend that you really need to find or build a community rather than try to do it all yourself. In April of 2010, I took a 3-day homesteading course from a place called Homestead Heritage near Waco, Texas. This is an intentional community that's been there over 20 years, and they offer courses in various things from blacksmithing to woodworking to beekeeping to, you know, cows and goats and, you know, raised beds and making soap and, you know, spinning, you know, yarn, all kinds of skills that, you know, our grandparents had. Mm-hmm. So I thought after this 3-day course, I'd have a pretty nice foundation. Well, what I learned is how much I didn't know. And it really takes a 20-year learning curve to learn some of these things. And at that point, I changed my recommendations from, you know, trying to build a community, which takes more time, to finding a community. And that became my focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I started researching, and, you know, you're basically betting your life, you know, whatever you're doing with this. And in many ways, it's kind of like getting married, too. You know, you're going to be spending a lot of time around these people. So you really want to make sure that you're not making a mistake. So I started looking into places, and I found this guy in Arkansas who's been trying to build a community. And I go and visit him and find out, you know, they don't even have land yet. They've got some prospects on that. So that didn't work, but he told me there was a guy in Missouri that didn't have land and was doing this. So I found that and started researching, and I went and visited this place 3 times before moving there. Did a lot of research on the internet. Couldn't find anything negative. One of the sites I found was a list of communities and their cult status. Mm-hmm. It's like over 100 communities, and of that, only 3 were not listed as cults. This is one of them. And it did have a disclaimer. They didn't agree with all their doctrine. But nonetheless, it seemed to check out. And so I ended up moving there in December of 2010. And unfortunately, the way they advertise is not really the way things were. And I would add some recommendations for how you go about vetting a community. Like I said, they had answers for just about everything, so it finally got to that point where some things I just started assuming. So one thing you need to look at is, how is the land owned? And in this case, the community is called Prairie Creek Settlement. They're between Lebanon and Fort Leonard Wood. And if you don't know the legal description of the property, then you have to know the name of the owner in order to find it in the tax records. Well, first off, that's a little difficult because they don't go by their real names. His real name's Jim Petty. People around here, he has been to some of the expos and meetups. It goes by the name of Judah. And when you go and pull up the tax records, it's owned by James and Virginia Petty, which is husband and wife. I've never met his wife because she's working in Texas supporting what he's doing up here. But, you know, if you look at that, that does tell you that, you know, they do pay their taxes, which is a good thing. But then you have other things where you really need to hire an attorney to understand what your problems can be. Since this property is owned jointly by husband and wife, you know, what happens if one, the other, or both of them die? What happens if they get a divorce? What happens if somebody gets injured on the property? There's all kinds of things that you have to consider. And I had kind of thought that they had already created a some kind of corporate structure to support the church, and that the property would have been in that name, but that certainly was not the case.
John, let me see if I understand. You're saying that there's a property that is available for people to live on, and that property is owned by a husband and wife. Now, you would be building your own house on that property, correct?
Right.
Okay. So now, who owns the land underneath the house that you just built?
The way they were working this community is that you would have to live there for a certain amount of time, first off, to see whether or not you were good fits for each other. And then you would become, apply and become what they call a permanent resident. At the time that I first went there, they only had another couple with children that were permanent residents. Some of our people have met the wife, Yiska. Her real name's Kelly Reed. Dennis is her husband, but it's known as Shlomo with his Hebrew name. I don't know if he's still there or not. But when you're a permanent resident, you're then able to, I don't remember how long it was, but it was a very long-term lease on a bit of the land. When then you could build what kind of house you wanted on that. And unless you were very offensive, that should have been something that would have worked out well. Like I said, when I moved there, I was expecting that to be the last move of my life. And because of making the wrong decision, I may not make it to the other side of what's coming. So like I said, it's very important to do proper vetting of where you want to go.
John Reagan, I still have the opportunity to buy a square mile of land near us. And this piece could be divided into 2, 5, 10, 20 acre parcels. And we could build a community. And we could sell that property at a very low price and build a community with like-minded individuals where they would own their own land, where we'd have one entrance in, and that's the only way in or out, with underground utilities, water supply, everything needed. Haven't found any interest. No one's interested. Can you imagine?
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dried Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Couple quick announcements, class. Freeze Dry Guy's got, he's got the entire overrun of long-range patrol ration entrees. They're known as the Brick Pack, the undisputed king of military field rations. He's got them all. No one else has them. So if you want the undisputed king, I was on the phone with him last night. He called me, and we chat every few days. It's great to hear his voice. He stayed at the farm. He's a good guy. I have these. I said, Freeze Dry Guy, I've got them. I've got them here at the farm. He goes, yeah, I know. So he knows what customers buy what. He's on top of his game. He knows what's happening. So if you're interested, he's got the entire overrun of the U.S. government contract. So, 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Repeat, 866-404-3663. And those of you who are farmers in our area, if you decide that you are getting in a position where you can't feed your cows and you want to take them to the same place I do, that's the Lebanon Livestock Auction in Phillipsburg, Missouri. Lebanon Livestock Auction. They treated my cows very, very well. And as much as I like those guys, I have a feeling I'm going to have to sell more of my cows, even though I don't want to. But that's where they're going to go, because they treat my animals the way I treat them. And for those of you who are concerned about drinking water, we talked about West Virginia and the pollution and 300,000 people who can't drink nor are washed with their tap water. We've got some Berkey water filters at Dollar Value Computers, 417-724-8451, 417-724-8451. 417-724-8451. 417-724-8451. John Reagan, something popped up on the news. You've been telling us that we've been driving, or we've been consuming less gasoline for years. You've been saying the same thing over and over: less consumption, less consumption, less consumption, which really talks about the economy going down. Okay. Well, there's a post, January 1, 2014, a couple weeks ago, the highest price ever, ever, for gasoline, according to AAA, the highest price ever. So, you know, if you want to know about it before the old news covers it, you hear about it from us right here with your instructors who are on top of their game, USAPrepares.com. We talk about what we get right, and if we have a misstep, we'll even tell you about that. John Reagan, back to you.
Well,
tonight.
And I'll be there.
Yeah.
Typically today, our first step of vetting is doing research online. And I had done that with Homestead Heritage because it was close by where I lived and all of that. But they had a nice large church building. But the thing was, you could not attend their services unless you were already a member. So for me, that was already a pretty big red flag. And I was able to find posts by two or three people that left the community that talked about what life was like in the community. So I decided that wasn't the place for me. Still a great place to go to get education, but I wouldn't want to live there. With Prairie Creek settlements like today, you can go on, not find anything negative, but you don't know where to look. There's closed groups like, one is Preparing But Not Afraid, which is a Yahoo group, and they've got a discussion on there about Prairie Creek Settlement. And if I had it to do over again, I would find every preparedness type board that I could find and post the question, do you know anything about, you know, whatever community I'm looking at, just to find out what's going on. Obviously, people left. They didn't like the way things were, but it gives you a balance view of what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, and there's another group called the American Preppers Network. Sounds pretty innocuous, doesn't it? The guy that owns it drives a truck. He drives a tractor trailer. He lives in his trailer or his truck. And he's head of the American Preppers Network. And you too can join. All you have to do is go to the website, sign up, and now what do they do with your information? Oh, you get prizes. You get prizes. Yeah. And they're in bed with a with an expo called the American APN Expo. I'm sorry, NPS Expo. American Preppers and Survivalists Expo. Yeah, they're in bed with FEMA. Homeland Security.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. Supply.com.